For today's daf is Menachos daf Lamed Gimel, and we are on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We will be starting from the second to last skinny line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Just mentioned that I'm not going to go into it right now, but we just mentioned one of the sources in Shas related to a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah falling or Rachmana Litzlan. It didn't fall in the story here. There isn't so much in the Gemara about what one is supposed to do if Chas V'Shalom the Torah falls. But the last story connected to it. That was the story that they tried to bring a raya, whether one is allowed to sit on the same level, same bench, same bed as a Sefer Torah, and whether to say, well, it's usher to sit on that bed. Isn't there a siyua from the story that one of the Tanoim, Rav Loza, got very upset? And we said, no. That story is not a raya that you're not allowed to sit on the same level, but it's just a raya because there it was on the floor, and that's why he was very upset. Okay, that was the last Gemara. If you want to look, hopefully we'll have another chance to look at it at another point. In the Sefer Bina Besfarim, from Rabbi Daniel Feldman in Chelek Aleph, he has all the Achronim discussed based on, and structured in the Chakira of why is there a minhag to fast when a Sefer Torah falls. Is it because of the tshuva that one has to do because the Sefer Torah fell? Or is it more as a general simim min hashamayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell us something? Okay, that's his discussion. Okay, but now we are continuing with Gemara of Hilchas Mezuzah. So we are hardcore in Hilchas Mezuzah. All these dafim. Yesterday we spoke about writing the mezuzah. How does one write it? And is one allowed to take tefillin and sefer Torah and change it into a mezuzah? What about the stumos and the psuchos? And how much space is left? And does one need sirtut? Those were all halachas about writing the mezuzah. That was on Daf Lamed Beis of Menachos. Today we get to putting up the mezuzah. How does one put up the mezuzah? Where does one put out the mezuzah? And there are other halachas as well that come up as we will see. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ksava Igeres Psula. First, one more halacha relating to writing it. Shmuel says if somebody writes a mezuzah Igeres, like a letter. What does a letter mean? Rashi says he wrote it without sirtut, or he wrote it and he was namedaktik with the chaseros and the yaseros. Right, Igeres, like, it sounds like, by the way, just from there, we mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, if one writes a letter, I know that's the hard concept nowadays, but if someone writes a letter and writes a couple of psukim, does one have to do sirtut? So most assume not. Here it says the favorites. Kasvi igeres, if you're at a like an igeres, which is mashma, they don't usually do sirtut, according to that Rashi. Again, we don't write letters on, we don't write so many psukim in letters anyway, we don't write letters on cloth. But that is a bashma'us from the Gemara that the one does not need sirtut on a letter. So kasvi igeres, if somebody writes it, like an igeres without the proper halachas psula, so that is possible because sirtut is ma'akev. Sirtut would be ma'akev, and he was medaktik bechaseros v'yeseros. Right now, we mentioned yesterday lemaisa that tefillin does not need sirtut and mezuzah needs sirtut. My time, as yiksiva ksiva mi sefer. You learn it from gzirashava from the word sefer. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So now Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says tla'a b'makel psula. If I did not nail in the mezuzah, I wasn't koveya the mezuzah in the wall, but I was tlava makel, I hung it on a staff, on a stick that's coming out. I hung it like, I don't know, somehow I supported it, but it's loose. So that's possible. It's not called putting up the mezuzah. My time, bish arecha b'inan. You need it on your gates. And if it's not on your gates, then it's not going to be kosher if it's just hanging. Tani nami hachi, also the Brisa says, tla'a b'makel, if somebody hung it on with a makel on a staff, o shehinicha achar hadeles, or somebody puts it behind the door, Rashi says, shekava b'kosel, you were koveyed in the wall like you were supposed to, but you didn't put it in the doorway. You put it behind the door, when there was a place to put it in the doorway. We're going to learn later that if it's impossible to put it in a doorway, sometimes there's no choice. Maybe there's a material that's made out of metal that you can't put the mezuzah in. Then you put it in, but the evidence a betefach asamach lepasach. As long as it's within a tefach, if that's the best place, or there's the metal rim that the door goes into, if it's a sliding door, for example. Sometimes it's hard to put the mezuzah, or it's impossible to put the mezuzah within the doorway, then one has the heter. But here, let's say there is no reason for the heter. You put it behind the door, so then it's as if there is no mezuzah there. So sakana vein ba mitzvah. it's a sakana, and there is no mitzvah. So based munbas hamelach ha'yosin b'punta ka'os, kein zeichel mezuzah. Munbas hamelach used to put in the punta ka'os. What's a punta ka'os? Rashi says, punta, kind of bias, shalonin bo ovrei drachim baderach. It's a house that travelers used to sleep in. Ve'ein chayavin b'mezuzah. It's not chayavin b'mezuzah because it's not a diras keva. Not a diras keva, as we'll see later on, he quotes in Perak Atchelas, that if you're Doran a Puntaki, it was some type of situation where one was putter from mezuzah. And the base Munbas HaMelech, when they used to travel, they used to carry their mezuzah with them. And when they got to the Puntak, they used to put on a makel, just as a zecher to the mezuzah. That wasn't the mitzvah. It was just as a zecher to the mezuzah when they travel. But if somebody puts it on the stick or doesn't hang it up properly, then it's sakana ve'ein bo mitzvah. Good. So what does ve'ein bo mitzvah exactly mean? So the pashtus is, what we just said, you don't get any mitzvah. It says, and it's a sakana. What does that mean? Because usually when you have the mitzvah, there's a type of shmirah. Oh, I'm going to get to this right now. It's the type of shmirah the mezuzah gives. And if one does not do the mitzvah, they don't have that shmirah. All starts in Rashi. Rashi says, sakana, min hamazikin, she'ein habayis mishtamer bo, the house is not guarded properly until it is in the Tzuras HaPesach properly, until it's put up as a mezuzah. If it's not put up as a proper mezuzah, you're not getting the mitzvah, so therefore you're not going to get the shmirah. That's what Rashi says. Before we get to the, which we do first. Okay, you know what, let's do the halacha first, and then we'll do the hashkafa. If you look in the Torah points out that not all seem to interpret like Rashi does. Rashi seems to say if you hang it on the makkah, you don't get any mitzvah at all. That's what the Rambam seems to say as well. But if you look in the Tur in Reish Pei Tes, there's only four or five simanim in Shulchan Aruch about Hilchos Mezuzah in Yaradeya. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Tur says, Balakova yitzana b'shvafera shalkana, oshal kal davar v'yikvena b'mkoma. How do you put up a mezuzah? You're supposed to put it, wrap it in a reed or in anything, mezuzah box, and you put it up on the place. V'yivarech baruch l'Hashem l'kenem l'chalam, asher k'neshanu b'mezuzah v'tzivanu l'kvoa mezuzah, v'yivarech b'shasak siva. And what does not make a bracha when you write it? You only make a bracha when you put it up. That's a hechsher mitzvah, just writing it. If you don't make a bracha, v'ezeh makoma, where is the place? You put it on the right side as you walk in, as we'll get to later on. If somebody has a thick doorway, it's a very deep doorway, where do you put the mezuzah? Within a tefach, close to the outside. That we'll get to on Amud Beis today. We'll also get to that. The bottom of the top third of the doorway. You can't put it lower than that. Above that, it is okay. Bidi Evet. And then he quotes, if one puts it in the back of the door, which is one of the cases that our Gemara was just talking about, either hug it b'makel or put it b'achorei hadeles, ein ze mitzvasa. That's not the mitzvah, but then listen. V'nira, she'im shina be'elu ha'makomos, eino ma'akev. He says, if you change with one of these makomos, which what was he just talking about? Achorei hadeles, or he was talking about, if you put it, how high do you put it? If you put it a little lower than the top third. So it sounds like from the Torah, that's a ma'akev. Rak she'tiyeh b'tzad ha'yamin l'biyah. Shem lo kava b'tzad yamin l'biyah vade ma'akev. So the Beis Yosef and the Bach both point out that it sounds like that the Torah is arguing on Rashi and the Rambam. It sounds like from the Torah that it's mashmalei d'hainu lomar. What does the Gemara mean? Ein bo mitzvah. Dein bo d'hainu lomar mitzvah b'hachi v'imshina lo pasal. V'chenem nicha b'achorei adeles. V'kvar kasati b'samach. V'divrei Rambam v'rashi mashmah. Shem hi nicha l'mata mitzchil shesh l'ayam psula. V'achi mashmah b'gemara b'braisa. V'chen mi nicha achorei adeles. Arbin ein bo mitzvah nira hainu d'lomar d'ol kiyem mitzvah z'zaklau. And the Bach says the same thing. It sounds like from the Rashi and Rashi and the Rambam that it is a din li'ikuva. What does the Torah do with Einbo, that sakana of Einbo mitzvah? If you get some type of mitzvah, so isn't there shmira? How does the Torah read that Gemara, sakana? So he says the Torah would understand the Gemara as sakana. If it's behind the door, you're probably going to bump into it and get hurt. That's what sakana means, says the Bach. Sakana d'achrei dalas mishum d'maka barosho. That's the sakana of the mitzvah. You're going to get some of the mitzvah. That's a machlokas, how to understand this Gemara. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch also weighs in on this issue in Reish Pei Tes. We do a lot of Shulchan Aruchs today, or a lot of halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you put it in the back of the door. So then, where is the Shulchan Aruch right now? Shulchan Aruch says, Balakavi, Yech Vishwafer Shalkana, Ezamakam Kfiyasa, as we said. Vitzarach Lakava, Yemena Nechlas, Vimkava Mismol Psula. Okay, I'm not going to look for the that specific behind the door right now, but that is the that's the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Vaiter. Says the Gemara. Oh, so that was the halachic part of the line. The hashgachic part of the line is the shmira issue. So we see from here that there is a concept of shmira when it comes to a mezuzah. Of course, the Gemara says beferish, that if you don't have the mezuzah up properly, then there is sakana. The most famous Gemara in Shas about mezuzah, I think, is the Gemara about Unkelus. Unkelus and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, where Unkelus, the ger, was minding his own business, but the Caesar was very upset, and therefore the Caesar sent his messengers to get Unkelus back. Unkelus Barclonimus, Egeir, Shadr Kesar Gunda de Ramoya Basre. He sent the whole group to get Unkelus back from the being Jewish. Mashchinu Bekroi. He started talking to them and learning, and Egeir, and he had them convert. And they convert, wonderful. Oh, the Hadar Shadr Gunda de Ramoya Achrinia Basri. So he says, okay, I don't know what those people were doing. So he sent another group. Amar Lahu, Lo Tamer Lev Lo Midi. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him, just bring him. When they were bringing him, let me just tell you something that, you know, has nothing to do with Torah. Can I just tell you something about the world? So they said, okay, fine. So he says, who holds the fire in front of someone else? Meaning, who holds the flashlight? So the lower, the private will hold it for the officer, and the officer will hold it for the general, and the general will hold it for the commander. And hey, commander hold it for the king. Usually, that's what happens, right? That the lower holds it for the upper. What happened in the Midbar? Hashem held the fire, the Amud Eish, for Bnei Yisrael. Like, wow, they converted. Right? So you try to get in there, so they go back to the Caesar hears about that, and Igaya Kulhu. So Hadar Shadar Gud Achrida Basri. He has another group, and he says, don't say a word to him. Don't talk to him about anything. So Kinak Dile Ba'azli, when they got there, Chaza Bezuzta to Mancha Pischa. So what happens? They saw the mezuzah that was on the door. Osiv yadi ala. He put his hand on it. This is the source in Shas for putting your hand on the mezuzah. It doesn't say anywhere to kiss it, but it says to put your hand on it right here. Out of Zohar Yudalf. So he puts his hand on it. Va'amar lahu, and they say to him, "My high." They violated what they told the king. What are you doing? So amar lahu, they say to him, "Amalon." So they said, "Tell us, Amalon at amar lahu." We'll have this here. Usually you have the guards on the outside and the king on the inside, and here the king stays on the outside while he guards his people on the inside. And they converted as well, and the Caesar gave up. Sulo Shadr Basrei, he gave up, no more. But that's the Gemara about that. Hashem guards us, Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Silcha Yad Yiminecha. So we know that that is an element of mezuzah, the aspect of guarding. There is an important Rambam, which is the basis for a big controversy. Rav Moshe has a long tshuva about this, and that is in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Hei, Halacha Dalet. Says the Rambam, Minak Pasha Shekosven Al Mezuzah Mibachutz Keneged Arevach Shebein Parsha LaParsha Shakai Vein Bazeh Hefzeh Lefishu Mibachutz. There is a minog, ancient minog of Klal Yisrael, to write Shakai, Shem Hashem, on the outside of the mezuzah. I just saw last night that it also, even though usually Shakai, based on the Gemara, that means Sha'amar Lo Olam Dai, that's the name of Hashem, but it also means, in this context, Shomer Dalsei Yisrael. Shomer Dalsei Yisrael. That's the Shakai. He guards us. Shomer Dalsei Yisrael. So you can write that on the outside. That's the minog. And there's also a minog of writing on the outside certain other letters. Sometimes we write them upside down. Kabbalistic. It's all Kabbalistic with Sarah on the outside. It's on the back. And you write the letters after Yud Kei Vav Kei. You write Chaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav. Some write that on the outside. Different minog that the Sofrim have. But then the Rambam quotes, Aval Elu Shekosin Bam Bim Bithnim. Those who write on the inside, on the same side that you wrote the cloth, Shemos Malachim, O Shemos Kedoshim, O Pasik O Chosamos, you write any of these? Hare Elu Bechlal Mishein La Enchelek Lolam Haba. Whoa. Says the Rambam, those are very serious infringements. She'elu HaTipshim, these fools, Lo Dailam She'bitlu HaMitzvah, Ella, she'osin mitzvah gedola, she'yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yavasu v'avodaso, kilu hi kemiya l'hanas atzman. You're taking a mitzvah, and you're transferring into a total amulet?
If you write it on the back, okay, that's not lomalav lomorid. The Rambam would probably say, I don't know what you're doing, but it's not going to ruin the mitzvah. And therefore, you could do it. But if you write it on the inside, the Rambam is very upset. That is the Rambam. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, what do you do with Unkelus? What do you do with Unkelus who pointed to the door? Doesn't seem like he was an apikaris who lost his olam haba. So he was also talking about the Shmira element. So he says, no, Ve'ezo Taina. He says, there is an element of Shmira, but you just can't do the mitzvah totally for that purpose and change the mitzvah into something that's only for Shmira. And that would be reflected if somebody wrote extra words and psukim on the inside to add on to the mezuzah. That's the difference. There's going to be a shmira element. But it doesn't mean that that should be the total purpose, and one should write on the inside words and other ideas and psukim and malachim related to Shmira. It's the Rambam in Hey Dalid of Hilchas Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. All right, the Hagos Maimonides here quotes the other things that we write on the outside. Kos v'kneged Shem Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Shem HaMetchalef Mehen Ba'alav Beis, Shehu Chav Vav Zayin Vav, Bays Mu equals all of these. Vinogolush lahafecha osios lahafech mitzivas a mezuzah kedish yagia kol os keneged os shehu mischalef ba. Right, you can turn it over and read it together. Okay, fine. We'll get back to some other Rambams after. Says the Gemara. We go weiter. Second to last line. Vamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel mitzvah lahanicha betoch chalolo shel Pesach. It's a mitzvah to put it within the doorway. Pshita, bisharecha merachmana. What else would you think? Of course you put it in the doorway. It says, in your gates. Salka daita chamina, I might have thought. Hov, amar Rava mitzvah lahanicha betefach aslamach lirshus arabim. Since Rava says, which we're going to have on Amid Beis today as well, that it's a mitzvah to put it as close to the street as possible. As close to the lirshus arabim. Like I just said before, if you have a very deep doorway, says, let's say it's five feet deep, one of these big doorways. Like, for example, if you've been to one of the gates of the Old City, they're very deep. Let's say, for example, Shaar Tzion, which is a very deep doorway. Where do they have the mezuzah there? Right towards the outside. But Tefach HaSavah Lashos HaRabim. So since Rabbi says that because you're supposed to see the mezuzah as soon as you go in, so you might have thought, Kavad HaMachek Mali, so even put it outside the doorway. So that's even better, because you see that even before you go in the doorway. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. No, it's got to be within the doorway. Put it as far to close to the street, but within the doorway. That's the Chiddush. Next, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kasva al shnei dafim psula. If you write the mezuzah on two dafim, what does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says dafim means two different columns on the same daf, on the same piece of cloth. Right, we're talking about mezuzah. There's only one cloth. Tefillin is a chiluk shel yad shel rosh. But if you write the tefillin on two different columns, it's possible. Rashi says chetzi bedavze v'chetzi bedavze. Two different columns. So according to Rashi, it's le'ikuva has to be in one column. Can't write the two parshias in two columns. Meisvei ksava al shnei dafim v'inicha b'shtei sifim psula. But the Brisa says if you wrote it on two dafim and you put it in on two different sides. On the two different mezuzahs, meaning if you wrote it on the same cloth, but they're very far apart, and you're able to put the Shema on one side and V'hai on the other side, that's the problem. Psula. Ha'pesaf echak shera. But it sounds like if you put it all on the same side, on the same doorpost, then even if it's written in two places, shera. It's only if you put it on two different places. So the answer is no. Re'uya l'shtei sifim kamar. You can read this as if you wrote it in two columns. It's possible because it's ra'ui to be, Rashi says, cut. And to put it to two different places. So therefore, as long as it's put in on two different columns, it is a problem. Tosas does not like Rashi for various reasons, and therefore Tosas says, no, this means two klafim. Two columns would for sure be okay. We're talking about two different klafim would be a problem. But on one klaf, it would be okay. In the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Tosas. If you look in Resh Peches, the Shulchan Aruch says, at the beginning in Siv Beis, Tzarech la kasva bedaf echad. V'im kasva bebeis ol gimel dafin ksheira. Okay, lechatchila maybe in one daf, but if you're ordering two and three, it is okay as long as you order keseder. Right? We know that's the halacha from Maseches Megillah and elsewhere that a mezuzah, even one letter written out of order, is possible. So katzva shlo ala seder afilu shachach milichtav os achas psula vein la takana vein sarach lomar mhiktim parsha la parsha. Surely, if you wrote the parshios out of order, katzva b'shnei oros afal pisha tafran psula. If you wrote it on two different klafim, though, two different oros, even if you sewed it together afterwards, it is possible. Right? It cannot be on shnei klafim uchulakim. Shulchan Aruch Pasim like Tosfos, it could be on one klaf, has to be on one klaf, even though it could be on two different columns. And the Shulchan Aruch later on, just what we did yesterday, kos tzricha sirtut v'pkasa v'lo sirtut psula. Right? Psula sounds like that. The Rebbe Kiv Eger said yesterday, you can't be misartate it afterwards. Like that.
Not two different sides.
No, it's got to be on the same side to be kosher. Weiter, next halacha. The Amar of Yudah Meshmuel. Rav Yudah Meshmuel is all telling us all these halachas. B'mezuzah halach achar heker tzir. For mezuzah, you go after where the hinge of the door is. What does that mean? My heker tzir, Amar of Ada, avaksa. Avaksa. Where the chur is, Rashi says. Where the hinges? Hey, Chidami, what case are we talking about? Kagon. What do you mean? We're going to see later on. They always put it on the right side going in. So what do you mean? You go by the Heckert seer. You look where the hinge is, and whichever side the hinge is on the inside of that's considered the right. That's considered that's considered the Iker door, and therefore going into there, you put it on the right. No. So it says the Gemara, Kagon pischa de bein trei bati bein begavri le bein nashi. The case is the way Rashi explains it, and the Mefarshim explain it. We're talking about a case where you had a house, you had a one room house, and you split it down the middle, and there are doors on both sides going to the street. So it's exactly equal. Exactly equal. There's no adifus of one room over the other room. Where do you put the mezuzah going from one side to the other side? How do you know? They both have doors going to the street. They both have equal usages. So what do? That's the case we're talking about. That's the case, says the Gemara, that you go by Heker Tzir. You go by Heker Tzir. If you look in the Mordechai, right here, it's also said by the Taz, but the Mordechai says it here, Tuf, Kuf, Samach, Aleph. The Mordechai says, this is only if it's exactly equal and they both have doors going out to the street. Only there. If one of them does not have a door going out to the street, so then that's considered the inner one, and you put it on the right side going into that room. V'yomeri dafka ben gavri lanashi sheshneim ikur v'shneim sukhal shazarabim. We have men and women, different doors. Avo be bias lecheder o la'aliya sheikur tashmisha umotza'o umuva'o mi bias l'sham lo azlina baser heker tzir elianichenu becheder delitzarcho hu asui ulahachi naka ben gavri lanashi v'chei matzazi afilo echad pazuch l'shazarabim v'echad ein pazuch l'shazarabim kiven deikur tashmish kisa v'yitzia derachsham lo mashkechinim beheker tzir. This whole issue of Heker Tzir is only when everything is equal, right? If other than that, one would go by the right side going in. Good. Reish Galusa Bana Besa. Reish Galusa once built a house. Amar Rav Nachman Kavali Mezuzta. Reish Galusa told Rav Nachman, build be Kavaya Mezuzta for me. Amar Rav Nachman Tali Dasha Bereisha. Hang up the door first. And then I'll put up the mezuzah. Why did he say this? Put up the door first. So pashtus is, based on the previous line, it was maybe a equal type of house. They wanted to see where the hinge was going to go. Right, that's what he said. Hang up the door. Because you got to see where the hinge was going to go, and then he would know which side to put it on. That's what I would have said, reading it. Rashi says, no. It's a little different case. Rashi says that the case is that they have the doorways, which they didn't put up yet in the door. They had the door frames. And the Reish Galusa was asking Rav Nachman to put up a mezuzah on the door frame before you put the door frame up in the door. So Rav Nachman says, I can't do that because that is a problem of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui is a problem by tzitzis, it's a problem by sukkah, and it's a problem by mezuzah. Problem by mezuzah. If you put, one is not allowed to put up a mezuzah in a door frame before you put the door frame up in the door. So that's what he was telling him. That's what Rashi says. Digamrina, and you see about a little more than halfway down to the skinny lines. Digamrina mitzitzis, tichsib batasa v'lomen asui, v'kavinu tchila ha-mezuzah besipa, v'hadar ha-sipa bebinyin, havile asui ha-mezuzah, konim shetavu lidei mitzvah. Tasa v'lomen asui means, when you put up the mezuzah, it has to be in the situation that you're doing the mitzvah right now. It can't be that you put them in mezuzah and then the situation for the mitzvah comes. So that is, again, like you have it by sukkah and like you have it by tzitzis. Okay, that is the Rashi and how Rov Rishonim understand this line. There is, though, a famous Rambam. Rambam says, that there are, let me find it, the Rambam says in Perek Yud of Hilchos Mezuzah, I'm sorry, Perek Vav. Perek Yud is Hilchos Sefer Torah already. Perek Vav, the Rambam starts off Perek Vav. Asar Tanon Yesh Bebayis, Ve'achach Yitzchayev Adar Bo Lasozol Mezuzah. There are 10 requirements, 10 tna'im for a mezuzah, that you need a mezuzah. So we'll go through some of them, but this is going to come up in the next 10 blot, right, in the lamed and in the mems, all the halachas of mezuzah. So we generally hold like all of them, except for one. So the Rambam says, there's machlokasim about how you define some of these, but these are the 10 tna'im, some people have 9 tna'im, we'll see which one. There are 10 tna'im, the Rambam says, of mezuzah. Number one, shehebo arba amos barba amos oyoser. It's got to be a place of 4x4 amos, 16 square amos area in the room. We're going to get to later on. What about there are some exceptions. Let's say it's a hallway. So it's going to a place with dalet al dalet. There are some exceptions, but that there is a rule. 4x4. V'shielo shnei mezuzos. It's got to have 2 doorposts. V'shielo mashkof. It has to have a mashkof on top. V'shielo tikra. If it's a room, it has to have a ceiling. We'll get to that also when I'm at base. V'shielo dlosos. That's the one that's controversial. The Rambam holds a doorway has to have doors to be chayv in mezuzah daraisa. That's the Shitas HaRambam. Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that way. The Rambam says you have to have doors. V'yegova shara sara tvachim, it's got to be 10 tvachim or higher. V'yehe abayis chol, it's got to be abayis chol, meaning not a shul, and other usages, which also we'll get to, but there's all of these. V'ye asu l'diras adam, it's made for people, it's not made for animals, let's say a doghouse. The doghouse also is tall enough, still, it's not going to be chayv in mezuzah. V'asu l'diras kavod. It's made for a diras kavod. Right, the house, sometimes in front of houses, you have these little houses for garbage. Doesn't need mezuzah, because it's not made for a diras kavod. Or, and also diras keva, meaning sukkah, does not need a mezuzah. A tent does not need a mezuzah. So those are the tents annoying. But let's talk about the door one. The Rambam says it needs a door in order to be chayv in mezuzah. Says the Ravid, she'yil d'lasos lo nomar, ela mishum heker tzir. What did Reb Nachman tell Reb Reish Galusa in this? Put up the doors! So what do we say that's because? So Rashi says it's because of Tassav al-Bada Asui. The Ravid says, you know why? No, because Reb Nachman wanted to know where the hinge was. You know what the Rambam says in this Gemara? Because the Rambam is saying that you need doors. And that's how he understands this Gemara. You got to put up the doors, because you're not chayv mezuzah until you put up the doors. And yet, it'll be a problem of Tassav al-Bada Asui. But not because of Rashi's problem that the door frame isn't up yet, but the problem is because the doors aren't up yet. Ubishar shebein shnei batim sheish l'shnim yitzia mikan mikan ve'nikares biyasa l'sharo emsoi ela beheker tzir. That's what you need kavi dasha bereisha. It's the Rambam I'm talking about. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes this Ravid, and he says this is one of the number of times in the Kesef Mishnah that he quotes letters of the Chachmi Lunel to the Rambam. The Chachmi Lunel asked the Rambam this: where do you get this from? What do you need doors for? Tshuva, Zeh, reminds us of the Rambam in Eruvin. It doesn't hold a string, right? You need a real tzuras of Pesach, and he can't be so wide. The Rambam also has a chumra there. So the Rambam says, Tshuva, this is his answer to the Chachmi Lunel. Zeh shamarta mishim heker tzir, mi tala habaha. No pun intended, right? Heker tzir, who says that Gemara is limited to the heker tzir? Who says the previous line of the Gemara has to do with this line of the Gemara? V'chi darshisu smuchin b'talmud. The Darshan smuchin in the Gemara? Rambam is being a little sarcastic here. Or serious, but it's very sharp. Halo teidu sheikra mitzvah lo tala oso ela b'sha'ar shenemar amezuzas beisecha uvisharecha v'chi b'shnei makamos manichin al mezuzah v'al sha'ar v'al ha'sha'ar elakach amar amezuzas beisecha v'amezuzas kol sha'arecha. And Chazal Darsh compare a sha'ar to a Pesach. Shekol Pesach she'ein b'lo d'lasos Pesach Mikri, Sha'ar Lo Mikri. We compare a Pesach to a Sha'ar, and just like a Sha'ar has to have doors, so too a Pesach has to have doors. V'lo nistapik zeh l'shum chacham ba'olam. Wow. She'ein achi yiftali ela b'Sha'ar, kepashi tekra, v'reish galusa, sh'amar Rav Nachman, the k'vah lo mezuzah, Pesach shlo haylo dvasas, continues. Anyway, but that is an important Rambam to know. Can't learn this daf in Menachas without knowing that Rambam. The Rambam says you need doors for the chiyuv of mezuzah daraisa, and we do not paskin that way. Shulchan Aruch does not say that one needs doors, even though all the other tanaim are mentioned. Okay, let's continue. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda, as we know, was a Talmud of Shmuel and a Talmud of Rav. So first we had a couple of statements: the name of Shmuel, now the name of Rav. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Asak min Nagar Psula. We're trying to fit all of the mezuzah here in min Nagar. What does min Nagar mean? Like a peg. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. This is the famous Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. How is the mezuzah supposed to be? Vertical or horizontal? Rashi Tosfos. So what is Nagar? Whichever one is possible here, the other one is the good one. So Rashi here says Nagar is possible if you put it horizontal. Let's say you put it in. See the picture in Rashi? The first picture in Rashi and the top one. That's the problem, right? Sticking the mezuzah in flat. Rashi says that's possible. It's got to be straight up. That's Rashi. If you look at Tosfos, he says Tosfos doesn't have a picture, but Rabbi Tosfos says just the opposite. He says standing up. Standing up that's cool. That other Gemara is Kvuras Chamor. Somebody gets buried straight up down, vertical. So then that's terrible. It's terrible. And then he says, and also, it's a very interesting line. Look at the first wide line of Tosfos. First wide, medium line. To say for Torah, but Lucha Shabbat, Mushka B'lo Mubad. Look, in our Arins, how do we put Torahs? We put them lying down. We don't put them standing up. Oh. Put them lying down. They do that in bells. In bells, they quote that it's the minhag. The minhag of bells, going back hundreds of years, is to put the Torahs lying down. Lying down, not standing up. Our minhag is the general minhag of Klal Yisrael, to put it standing up. But the Rabbeinu Tam had him lying down. So he says, oh, it's terrible, right, to put it standing up. So Rabbeinu Tam says, just the opposite. Just the opposite. You cannot put a straight up. You gotta put it, sideways. You gotta put it vertical. So what do we do? Ah, pshara. We do pshara, says the Ramah. Says the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, The Shulchan Aruch says, Shema is pointed out. Right, some say it has to be lying down, not standing up. Poskim b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. V'hamedaktakim yotzim yidei shneihem. U'manichem osa b'shipua u'bol ochlochsin. The Ramah says, you put it diagonally to be Yotzei Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Tur, akos v'mani, v'ma'aril v'shubas adeshin. V'chein roi lino, v'chein ogmim deres elu. V'yachavi she'irosha mezuzah tahinu shma l'tzad pnim. V'shita achrona l'tzad chutz. And the Ramah says, you put the shma inside. Right, that's the Bali Musar say. The first second that you walk into a house, what do you see on the doorway? Shalom bias. Compromise. Compromise right when you walk into the house. Rashi Tosfos right there. That is the halacha. You put it bishipua. Put it bishipua. The Rav Pizkei Shuvah quotes, sometimes it's hard to put it bishipua, so if you need to, sometimes you have very skinny doorways. If you need to put it more standing straight up, that's okay. It's okay, because Shulchan Aruch is like Rashi. The Ramah says that there's also a time, so you're medaktik to be otherwise. But it sounds like, the Pizkei Shuvah says, it sounds like that we ikmikra didn't pass like Rashi. Bigger than possible, like standing up, and we try to be yotzer. Made a time a little bit with putting it diagonally. But that is Rashi Tosfos. Aini, back to the Gemara. Is this really true? The Haki author of Yisrael Bar Yosef, Amar, Kulhu Mezuz to debate Rebbe, Kimin Nagar Haya Avdin. What do you mean all the Mezuz of Rebbe were made like a Nagar? Viahi Piskat the Ayal Bay Rebbe, the Bay Medrash, Lo Havi Le Mezuzah. But the doorway that he went into the base Medrash didn't have a Mezuzah at all. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that. So what do you mean? All of his other mezuzahs were kamin nagar. Whatever the problem is, that's how they were made. So lokasha hada avida kesichsa hada avida kistavira. No, the difference is here, if it's mamish horizontal, like that reading the Gemara like Rashi, kesichta like a peg that's put in, that's a problem. Hada avida kistavira, that is more like an L shape. The bottom of it is flat, but then the rest of it gets up. You see the second picture in Rashi? The second picture in the second picture? Right, it's kind of bent. It's kind of bent, and therefore that's okay. That's where it's kosher, where a lot of the cloth is straight up. That would be okay. Aini. So another question, is that really true about that? Now, asking on the other part of the story, that Rebbe did not have mezuzahs going into his base medrash? Ve ha hahu piskat dahavi ayal be Rav Huna le be medrash, shava havi le mezuzah. Rav Huna's doorways to the base medrash had a mezuzah. Hahu ragil have. No, that's the one that he was accustomed to go in. This will come up to more tomorrow. So we're just going to do a little bit now, but more tomorrow. But Hahu Ragel Ave. That was, he was Ragel. What does that mean? Damar Yehuda Marav in Mezuzah Holach Acher Haragel. What does that mean? Holach Acher Haragel. Rashi says on the fifth wide line, "Im yesh beis psachim lecheder echad, ba'osa pesach sharagalatis v'lavo yoser yaniach mezuzah." You put the mezuzah on the doorway that is more used. We're going to have tomorrow. All the rishonim are going to ask based on that, because tomorrow's daf is going to say they have to put a mezuzah on every doorway that you use. Doesn't matter which, if it was one is more commonly used or not. So we're going to talk more tomorrow about how to understand this gemara. The other issue that comes up here though is what about shuls? Shuls, batei medrash that they need. So here it sounds like one did, one didn't, so it didn't need a mezuzah or not. So that is just by the way, Rashi quotes, interestingly, why was there a one doorway that he used and one that he didn't? He had a little doorway right near where he sat, so he wouldn't have to walk through the whole base medrash when he used to come into shir. So not everybody would have to stand up for him. So it was like kind of these, like sometimes in some shuls, you have like this little back door, right, where the rabbi comes out from. Right, so it's one of those, so you don't have to walk through the entire shul. Tosfos here discusses what were these doorways? Tosfos says in the bottom Tosfos, mitoch haloshen mashma dafka pesach habayisha yosimena lebeis medrash. I will pesach beis medrash atma lo boy mezuzah. Says Rav Huna needed a mezuzah on the doorway that he went out from to go to his beis medrash. Sounds like only because it was the doorway of his house, but if it was the doorway of the beis medrash mamish, it doesn't need. Sounds like, and that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that a base haknesses does not require a mezuzah. Base haknesses, base of medrash, doesn't need. So a machala between base haknesses and base of medrash, do they need mezuzahs? So, well, maisa, it seems like, if a area is used purely for tzarche kodesh, only davening, nobody sleeps in there, nobody eats in there, nobody does anything else in there, then it would make or did not require a mezuzah. But if other tzrachim, if there are kiddushes in the shul, if the shul is used for any other reason, so then one would require a mezuzah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that in Resh Pei Vav Yud, Resh Pei Vav Yud, and earlier, Resh Pei Vav Gimel first. Beis HaKnesses, im yesh bo dira l'shum adam chayev b'mezuzah. If it's dira, if people live there. Yud, Beis HaMedrash pater mi ha-mezuzah. V'im yesh bo pesach sharaga l'tzeis bo l'beis so chayev b'mezuzah. If you share it with your house, it is chayev. Bo's ha-pesach. V'yesh omrim she Beis HaMedrash chayev b'mezuzah. V'nachan lachash l'divreihem. Aval lo yivarech aleha. Shouldn't make a bracha. Why Beis HaMedrash and not Beis HaKnesses? Because the Shach says, because in a Beis HaMedrash you're there all day. You're there all day. You don't just go in there for davening like a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaMedrash, you're there all day. You do all your tzrachim in there. Therefore, you should put it up, even though you put it up without a bracha. Okay, that is an important Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. So, in general, one should not make a bracha on those.
The Medrash by Korach.
If we have a room full of Sifrei Torah. So, is that similar? It's used. So, does it require a mezuzah? I don't know if he was saying maybe he took his bedroom and filled it with Sifrei Torah. If a room is made for Tzarchei Prat, then it's going to need a mezuzah, even if you decide that you can put Sefer Torahs in there. But it could be behind, connected to what Korach was saying. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel. Again, we'll get to more Ragil, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel. Mitzvah la'anicha b'tzkilash l'sha'el yon is a mitzvah to put the mezuzah within the top third of the doorway. Rav Huna Amar, magbiyah menakarka tefach, umarka menakar tefach. No, Rav Huna says, as long as it's above the ground, the tefach, and it's far from the roof, a tefach, the chalap has a kulo kashal mezuzah anywhere you want. So the machlokas, Shmuel and Rav Huna. Meisvei, magbir menakarka tefach, umachar menakarka tefach, chalap has a kulo kashal mezuzah, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, put it wherever you want, within the doorway, as long as it's not in the bottom or top tefach. Rav Yossi, Omer, ukshartam, uchsavtam. Makshira, begova, afksiva begova. So Rav Yossi seems to say, put it as high as you can. So Bishlam Ola Rav Huna, Huda Amak Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda exactly match up. Put it wherever you want, just not in the top or the bottom. Tefach. El Lishmuel to Amar Keman, Lok Rav Yehuda, Lok Rav Yossi. Who does Shmuel hold like? Shmuel holds like you have to put it in the bottom part of the top third. But who says that? Rav Yossi, how they have to put it in the top. So answer. Rav Huna, Rav Nasa, no, La'olam Rav Yossi, really holds like Rav Yossi. Umay, Tchila Shlish Ha'elyon, Deka Amar, La'archika, Shlo La'archika, Adekor Shomala Yossi Mishlish. No, really, you can put it in the top. But Shmuel is just Rav Huna is just emphasizing that what Shmuel is just emphasizing that you shouldn't put it lower than the bottom of the top third. That's his emphasis. But really, you can put it even higher than that. It's fine. So this is a question. Lamaisa, what do we hold? Machlokas. The rush here in Simon Yud seems to say that Lamaskana. What does it sound like from the Gemara? The higher, the better. The higher the better, and especially anywhere in the top third. But the Rambam writes, Lechatchila, once you put it in the lower right above, you measure the doorway, and then you take a third, and you put it in the bottom part of the top third. Right? That seems to be the Lechatchila. That's what the Rambam says, how he interprets the Gemara. You got to work it out, even though the other Rishonim say not, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, Malkum Kfiyasa, B'toch Chalol, Shal Pesach, B'tevach, Asamach, Lachutz, B'tchila Shlisha Elyon, Gova Hashar. A little higher than that is okay. A little lower than that is not okay. Right? If you're misupik about it, better to err on the side of high than on the side of low. Shulchan Aruch says, as long as it's a tefach away from the top. Okay. But that is within the top third. Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later on. There's an important ha'ar over here also in the top Tosis. Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi. What if you have a very, very tall doorway? So if you put it in the top third, nobody's going to see it. It's all the way up high. So where do you put it there? So Yerushalmi says you put it the shoulder height. Put it shoulder height. So Tosfos quotes that Yerushalmi, and Tosfos assumes that the Yerushalmi argues on our Gemara. V'cholik al hashash shalanu. Top Tosfos. That's what Tosfos says. The Mordechai here says, well, no, our Gemara is just not talking about that type of case. Our Gemara would agree to that. Tosfos says it's a machlokas. And therefore, why? It doesn't make sense to have the mezuzah all the way up there. The whole point of the mezuzah is for you to see it. So therefore, part of it is for you to see it. So therefore, the Mordechai does not assume that there is a machlokas. The poskim and Shulchan Aruch are nota to the Mordechai that the one does put it at least in a way where it can be seen. Vayter Amar Rava, third line, mitzvah lanicha b'tefach samach l'rishos harabim, as we had before. You should put it mitzvah to put it in the widthwise closer to the street in the doorway. My time, Rabbanan Amri. Two reasons. Kadesh yifka b'mezuzah miyah. Number one, you should get the mezuzah right away. Right when you come in, you should hit the mezuzah. Rav Chanina misura omer ki hecha de tinterei. So that everything inside is guarded. If you put it on the inner side of the doorway, then the doorway doesn't have shmira. As you got to put it on the outside of the door, at the outside within the doorway, so that the whole doorway can be guarded as well. Amar Rav Chanina, what we quoted before, Bo Re'esh Lo Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Hashem is not like kings, human kings. Midas Basav Adam Melech Yoshe Mibifnim V'yam Mishamar Nosom Mibachutz. A human king sits inside, and his guards stay outside. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Ken Avodav Yoshe Mibifnim Mibifnim. But Hashem, his servants, we sit inside. V'hu Mishamran Mibachutz Shenemar Hashem Shomrecha Hashem Selcha Al Yad Yiminecha. Period. Darash Rav Yosef Braid the Rava Mishmei the Rava Hemik La Tefach Psula. If you went a tefach deep into the doorway and you stuck the mezuzah in there, it's pasul. That's not called on the doorway. If you stuck it a tefach deep into the door, not inside the doorway, but inside mamish the door. You drill a hole, you put it inside the doorway, is pasul. Lema Messiah, let's try to bring a proof to him. Hinicha bepatzin oshatal al malbein. If you put it in the potsin, in the door frames, that's what we assume this means. If you stuck it in there, or you put a brick, you put the mezuzah on the wall, and then you put a brick on top of it. As if to, I was thinking, what would this, Mishaych, maybe like in the Muranos, where they wanted to put up a mezuzah and they had to cover it. How much of a covering could you put on and still be yotzei your mezuzah? Right, so if you put on a malbin and yisham tefach sarach mezuzah acheres. If you put a brick on and it was a tefach thick, so you need a different mezuzah. Malbin and sarach mezuzah acheres. Right, so you see that's a raya. Doesn't see like a raya. Just like if you stuck it a tefach deep in, it's no good. So too, if you stuck it in, or if you put a brick on top of it and it's a tefach thick, it's also no good. So isn't that a raya? So kitanya hi bepesach she'achori adeles. No. It could be that Bryce is talking about something totally different. Talking about a doorway she'achori hadelas. What does that mean? Rashi quotes the case. If you have a corner. You have a corner, right? And you have two sides of a room, and you have doorways going into the room exactly on the corner. Two doorways going in right next to each other. So, and you have a very thin, let's say, lintel in the middle of those two doorways. Do you need a mezuzah on both those doorways? So maybe that's the issue. How thick does that middle one have to be? Does that middle piece of wood have to be? That's what we're talking about. So nothing to do with how deep putting it in, and therefore maybe there's no raya to Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, "B'habah hedik tani la." No, but that case is said in the very next line of the Brisa. Petach shachori adelos amisham tefach sarach mezuzacheres v'imlav einon sarach mezuzacheres. So I can't do what the Reish is talking about. Yeah, case of tani. Maybe the Brisa is explaining itself, and therefore there is no raya. So nobody says that that's not the halacha, but there is no raya. Interesting. The stukim. What do they do for mezuzah? They write it on the stone. Uchsavtem al mezuzos pesecha. They write it on the stone. So this is connected also. It's putting a brick on top. It's no one. It's connected to that as well. They wrote it on the stone, which is pretty bad as well. Tana.
It seems here that seeing is actually not important.
See, maybe it's roi to be seen, even though you covered it up. Seeing is not lamaisa, at least if you don't look at it. Sounds like seeing is important as long as you don't. It's place of roi to be seen. If you put it maybe a tefach in front, then it's not in the same. It's considered the same makam anymore. But you're right, it's not li'ikuva that it has to be seen. Tana, Viter, Hemidlo, Malbe, Shalkanim. What happens if there is, Hemidlo, if you have a doorway, you don't have a door, you can't find a doorway of wood or stone, so you made one out of reeds. Let's say bamboo. Right? You have a doorway going into a bamboo. Malbe, Shalkanim. So, Chotek, Shvafer, so, Manicha. So, cut a little hole in one of the reeds and stick the mezuzah in there. This is only what should he do if you stood up the reeds and then you cut open the hole and you put it in there. But if you first made the hole, then you put the mezuzah in, then you put it up as a doorway. Right, that is a problem of tasa velo min ha'asui, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Tes Sif Hey. The problem of Tase v'lo min al-kava mezuzah ha-pesach bo'odah tlusha v'yachach chibur la-pesach psula, that is puzzle. What happens, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, af im kva'o ha-mezuzah ketikna v'heisiru ha-pesach k'mo shehu im ha-mezuzah. What if you did construction? We had this on one of our doors. They took off the door. The mezuzah was still on it. When we put it up, it was kosher. And then they took it off. Now we're going to put, if you want to put that same door back up, that's also a problem. You gotta take it off. Gotta take it off again, and then put it back up when it becomes another doorway. There is a question the Pesachei Tshuva discusses. What happens if, where's the Pesachei Tshuva? To be makam she'efsha likvoa ha-mezuzah al-mezuzah mamish. What if you can't? What if you have a stone? It's made out of avnei shayish. They didn't have strong glue in those days. So what did you have to be koveyat there? They wanted to put it, to glue it to a piece of wood, and then glue the piece of wood to the doorway. Somehow, or they could connect it. So is that a problem? Tasa lo manasi, because you're doing something before you put it on the door. Pesachei Tshuva says that's not a problem. That's not a problem, because that's not on the doorway. That's not on the doorway before, and therefore, that would be okay. Right there. Omar Rava, 2 more minutes. Hani Pesachei Shamai. Peturim and mezuzah. These Shimai doorways are putter from mezuzah. My pischei shemai. What does that mean? So pligi barav richume v'abayosi. Chad amar deles lahu tikra v'chad amar deles lahi shkufi. No tikra, no shkufi. The sefer on Hilchas mezuzah. So he quotes here there are at least 10 pshat in what this line means, and that's why it's so hard to pin down exactly what is shkufi and what is tikra. Is a little easier to understand, but if you want to look here, it's in English. Mezuzah, 5 explanations to no tikra and 4 explanations to no shkufi. Right, what does no tikra mean? So pash doesn't mean it doesn't have a roof. Less lahu tikra, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If a room doesn't have a roof, it does not require, it's not required in mezuzah. It does not have a chiv of mezuzah. The problem is, what about a doorway? What about there are many times you go through a gate. So the rush here says, yeah, because that's made to be used without a roof. If something is made to be used without a roof, like an outdoor, you know, a backyard, and you have a gate to get into the backyard, so then that's made to be used without a roof, and that's why there'll be chayv and mezuzah. But if you have a room of a house that does not have a roof on it, that's made also to be used with a roof, and it doesn't have a roof, so that's where it would be potter from mezuzah. That's one of the requirements, the 9 requirements of a tikkun mezuzah. It needs a roof. Number one. Number two, the other issue, let's just talk about it now, and then we'll continue after this tomorrow, but another issue here is another Rambam. It says it needs a roof. What about an archway? What about an archway? Is that called a roof or not? So there's an important Rambam. The Rambam is, quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Vav Dalid. The Rambam says, Abaye sheishlo mezuzah mikan umezuzah mikan. V'kipa kimin keshes l'shtei mezuzahs b'makom hamashko. If you have an archway on top, it depends. Im yesh begova. So the halach is important, but the halach is that it's not so controversial. It's the svara that he gives. If each of the mezuzahs are 10 tfachim or more before they start arching, that it's chayv and mezuzah, because then the archway is considered a roof. But if it doesn't have 10 tfachim, it's pater, because it doesn't have a roof. So, that's what we posit. As long as it's 10 tfachim, Rashi seems to say maybe if it doesn't have 10 tfachim, it might still be chayv. But as long as you could walk through it, it's 10 tfachim high, even in the middle. The Rambam holds that it has to be 10 tfachim straight before it starts arching. But what's the svar of the Rambam? The Rambam says, it has a roof! What does the Rambam mean? If it doesn't have 10 tfachim, it's not called a roof. And if that's the tefachim, either it has a roof, or is it a roof, or is it not a roof? So there's a krach al hashas. Reb Chaim al hashas is also quoted in the Emek Bracha. He says no, because an archway could be either or. So if you have separate walls, you have 10 tefachim walls, so then those are considered the walls, and memela, the rest are considered a roof. But if you don't have walls, so there's no way, place to separate. If it's not called Yutfachim walls. And because of that, if you don't have those walls, so then the whole thing would be considered walls, and there would be no break, and therefore one would not be chayev in mezuzah. That is the Rambam in terms of the arch. Let me just see if I can find this Shulchan Aruch for a minute. If not, that I will, it's Kuf Reish Pei Vav. That's where all these cases are. Let me just see if I can find it. If not, we will stop and I'll find it. I'll find it tomorrow. The case of the roof. Okay, I'll find it tomorrow. The case of the archway. Okay, can't find it. Okay, I'll find it tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and we will continue more with more Hilchos Mezuzah in terms of where, in terms of which side to put it on, and other issues of Mezuzah that come up. Okay, we'll stop here.